Support for your public radio station comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle is a local, mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com. And the 27th Annual Image Out Film Festival, presenting 40 programs of LGBT films from around the world, plus visiting guests, art exhibitions, events, and more, October 10th through the 20th. Tickets and information online at imageout.org.
Time now for the WXXI Business Report. And Randy Gorbin, we have news this morning about both job gains and job losses here in the Finger Lakes region.
Yes, Beth, good morning. Let's start off with the job gains. The latest numbers out from the State Labor Department showing some additional gains as we've seen in recent months in the Rochester Metro. Now, these gains may not be as large as some of the monthly gains we saw last year at this time, but still throughout this year, they've been pretty consistent. This region saw an increase of 1,200 jobs in the private sector in August compared to a year ago. State labor analyst Tammy Marino says among the sectors of the local economy that have done well over the past year, construction is a star.
The local construction sector is having another very good year. Hiring so far this year has been above average. In fact, since the beginning of this year, employers locally have created about 5,000 new jobs. And as a result, local construction employment has never been higher.
Marino says the September numbers should be strong since we usually see big gains in that month due to the returning workforce at area colleges and universities. Now, on the negative side, a local photonics company cutting some jobs on Semiconductor on Lake Avenue, the same facility they use for that TAP or testing assembly and packaging operation, which is part of the local AIM photonics effort. A story from 13WAM over the weekend said about 30 people are being laid off, but a spokesperson would only tell us that the company generally does not publish the number of employees who are laid off. She does describe it, though, as a small reduction because of a change in the industry that affects one of their product lines at ON Semiconductor. Last year, state officials were talking about an expansion at that same company. It was supposed to create about 34 jobs. The state was going to offer some incentives with that expansion, but the spokesperson for ON Semiconductor tells us the company has not accepted those incentives. Empire State Development, meantime, says that it and local partners are already working on aggressively trying to find potential alternatives at that operation. Bob Duffy, president and CEO of the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce, has some new duties on a national level. Last week, Duffy and 13 other chamber officials from around the country were named to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Committee of 100, as they call it. They advise the board of directors for the national group and also help strengthen outreach to the business community. Duffy says he takes that directive to heart.
One of the things the U.S. Chamber does espouse and support, as we do here in Rochester, is corporate social responsibility, helping businesses grow and succeed, but also giving back and helping those that are struggling and maybe have not attained the level of success they're looking for in their lives. And, you know, that's all of our responsibility to help in that area.
Duffy says he looks forward to promoting activities that will benefit small business. Conifer Realty announcing a formal succession plan. And Timothy Fournier, the chairman and CEO of that company, has given up his other title as president to Joan Hoover. She will oversee day-to-day management and operations. She's been with Conifer for nearly 12 years. Fournier will now focus his time on company growth, expansion into new markets, and potential acquisitions. And Apple said last week it would award Corning $250 million from a $5 billion fund dedicated to U.S. advanced manufacturing. Corning supplies glass to Apple for products like the iPhone and the Apple Watch. Since the first iPhones hit the market in 2007, the glass on every iPhone sold has been produced at Corning's Kentucky plant. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbin.